Wow, look at this! I feel like I really deserve this. Mm-hmm. Whether you're just getting started or you're a seasoned weekend warrior, you know, it makes a lot of sense to explore our island's walking trails because in Singapore, you're never too far away from a tasty treat. So today we're going to tackle a very small section of the rail corridor. We're going to head north in search of an institution famous for their traditional banana leaf meals. Okay, so I think it's pretty obvious where this walking trail gets its name from. This is the rail corridor. As I said, it's a very, very small stretch. And you can imagine the trains that used to trundle from North Malaysia all the way down towards Tanjung Pagar. It's a 24 kilometer long trail. And oh my gosh, so worth the half an hour or so walk to get to Banana Leaf Curry. Okay, I love this because it gives you a really great illustration of exactly where we are along the rail corridor. That way to Tanjung Pagar, this way to our destination. Let's go. What I really enjoy about the rail corridor is it's really peaceful and serene. You get really lovely green sheltered areas like this. Pretty even surface, so I think that it's quite a good beginner's trail. You'll notice that because it's so flat, it's really good for cyclists as well. And if you're on a bicycle, you're going to get to that meal at the end of the trail of hot pasta. Now that was worth the sweaty walk. I mean, look at my reward. And true to nature, I couldn't just order one dish. So I have fish head curry and chicken masala by sea and by land straight into my tummy. Oh my goodness, I cannot wait. So this is what Karus is known for, their fish head curry. And we all know that fish head curry was invented in Singapore. So this is truly a local dish loved by all. And it looks very meaty indeed. And I'm just gonna give this gravy a bit of a taste. Oh, whoa, woo! That is super intense. It's so thick that you can chew through it. It's really got substance. You can taste all the herbs, the spices that come together so beautifully. It's really quite heavily seasoned. It's got a bit of kick that tickles the back of your throat, but it's not too overpowering. Okay, I think it's time to operate on this very meaty looking fish head. Look how hefty this fish head is. After my cardio, this is some strength training. Just by looking at the cross section, you know that they're generous. I mean, they've given you the entire fish head, both sides. So I already like that about Karus. One of the co-owners, he was telling me that on a very busy weekend, they go through at least 300 banana leaves alone per day. You've got this warm white rice smothered in gravy. It's very clean tasting, which tells me that it's a very, very fresh fish. What I love about a banana leaf meal is, of course, you don't just have rice and your protein. What we have here is cabbage with mustard seed. There's some dal, the lentil, and it's cooked down with a little bit of onion and tomato. Mm-hmm. Makes me feel very virtuous. It's a nice foil for this very decadent fish that's going on here. For a little bit of variety, there's a different veggie side, and this one's cooked slightly different because the masala has different ingredients in it. There's chili powder along with the tomato, the onions. This is unusual. It's snake gourd. Oh, you know what? My first time having snake gourd. Delicious. So crispy! I love it because so far everything's been quite soft. It caresses your palate. And we want a bit of crunch. So I'm gonna dip. Oh my god. This is the perfect pick-me-up after that long walk. Oh my gosh. I almost forgot. As always, I'm just gonna give that masala a taste. I love how different the flavor profile of the chicken masala is from the fish head curry. You know, this one is more mellow, it's a little bit sweeter, fruitier, tangier. Yeah, very different. And that's what you want if you're going to be ordering several dishes to go with your rice and your papadum. I really like the surf and turf combo. Can you see how thick and luscious this masala paste is? And you know, they really cooked it down, really let all of the herbs, the spices kind of mingle. Okay, it is time to build the perfect bite. Get a little bit of this hot white rice, vegetable, fish, chicken, drench it in some of this, and some papadum. It is so lip-smackingly good. It really satisfies the tummy. It is the perfect meal to have after a long, sweaty walk. If you're on the rail corridor, I recommend starting from the middle, make your way a little bit north, and end up at Paru's, and you will not regret it.